Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I
had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side.
And
I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me.
Because
my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But
God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it
would not fall.
Would not bend.
Will not bend.
Won't compromise. God favored
me. I spoke life.
And prosperity.
Prosperity.
I even spoke health.
They whispered about me.
They conspired against
me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity. My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not going to bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak
health.
I promised him that I wouldn't compromise,
although I was going through,
I
and I
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
Everybody, one more time, everybody lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Treasure I find. Never wanted to be more. want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. I want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence.
Anybody feel like I feel in this room? Like I said, would you cry that out in this room today?
I want more. Oh God. I want more. Jesus, I want more.
Come on, I'm the only one who has a burning heart. Would you say, I want more?
I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me, tell y'all one more time. I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
Never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
He saw the best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, long time. Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, for he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day, Thursday. Woo-woo. Our guest today is Apostle Carol Miller. She'll be on shortly. Tune in, get your pen and paper together, because the woman of God has a word just for you on this morning. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, all to need prayer. Tune in. We got a word for you. We're going to go to another musical break, and we'll go from there. scripture for this morning, excuse me, is Psalms 51 and 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgression. Again, Psalms 51 and 1. Have mercy on me, Lord, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Remember, God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All you need to do is surrender to him. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying the grass is greener on this side of the world. But what I am saying is that it is worth it when you surrender to God. Remember, we always say from Genesis to Revelations, no one says it's going to be easy. But it definitely will be worth it. Hold on to God's loving hand. Yes, you're going through, but remember, storms are made to test your faith. You have to go through the storm in order to have a testimony, people of God. No one's perfect. No one expects you to be perfect. And if they do, they have an issue. So don't worry about them. You focus and continue to trust in the Lord. And I guarantee you, he will guide you in the right direction. If you need us, remember, you can reach us at 832-519-7646, 832-519-7646. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's all about the Lord. This is kingdom business on Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is all about building people up, pushing them where they need to be pushed. It's birthing season. It's time for the midwives to stand up and take your rightful place and help these men and women of God who need guidance and direction in how to give birth within them. You can try it your way. Honestly, you tried it your way. How did that work? How's that going? Like I said, I can only speak about Kashima. So where you can stay saved and have your mask on, I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's not easy. So many people want a title of a minister, pastor, apostle, bishop, evangelist, deacons, deaconess, missionaries. But do you know what you go through when you get these titles? The elevation, every elevation come on with some more imps. Everyone. If they tell you they didn't go through when they got ordained, they're not telling you the truth. They went through and still going through. They just make it look easy. It's not easy. Even being a pastor's wife is not easy. An apostle's wife, a bishop's wife, a minister's wife, a deacon's wife. It's not easy. Stop focusing on the glitter and the glam and things because they look good the name look good and your name look good behind apostle, minister, pastor. Okay, but what can you hold with that? Can you pray a demon out of somebody? Can you pray? Can you serve? Can you be humble? What is your walk like? That's what I'm asking you this morning. What is your walk like? Don't be like the foolish bride and think you have time to get your life together. Time is winding down. Remember, Granny and Mimo and Big Mom used to say, God is on his way back. And my God, if you look at what's going on in the world, he's knocking. Are you going to let him in? I've said it one more time. He's knocking. Are you going to let him in? Are you going to think you can still ride the fence? You have time to get your life together. Boo-boo, no, you don't. It's people depending on you. You can't be a generation curse breaker and still sitting there thinking you have time to get your life right when it's actually people depending on you to get right so they can get saved because they're watching. Your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, family members are watching your walk. You want to preach to them about the Lord, but you want to club and turn up and get drunk and smoke a little Mary Jane. That's the best way I can put it. And they looking at you, you're a big hypocrite. How can they trust you or follow you and listen to what you say and you're not walking what you're talking? Ah! We say that all the time. That's one of the three keys. You must walk and talk the same thing when you're trying to bring somebody into Christ. Because they will look at you and say, why would I do Why would I change my life? You're not doing it. Then what can you say? Again, for me, I want to hear well done, my good and faithful servant. Kashima, want to hear that. I don't know about you, but I want to hear that. I don't hear the part from me. Oh, man, look, no, I'm like the one with the issue of blood. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment. I'm jumping on his back. I need the full experience with the Lord. I might be a little extra when come up to say, hey, that's my dad. I don't care what you think. With any opportunity I get to serve and worship him, I'm going to do it. I don't have to serve God like you. I don't have to preach like you. I don't have to talk like you. I don't have to walk like you, but long as I'm preaching, talking, and walking like God, that I'm connected to him and following him and not man. Because man will fail you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Man will fail you. Guaranteed. That's not an opinion. That's not, let me think about it. That's a known fact. Yeah, they say they got you. Yeah, they say that. A lot of people say that. Who they really got you? Or they just talking? A lot of people say that just to hear themselves talking. Be careful of that. Those are those that's hating. Yeah, they're hating big time, but they don't want to tell you that. Remember Psalm 37 said, do not fret of those who are evil or envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass that will be cut down and like plants that will soon die. What I'm telling you today, continue to trust in the Lord. Do good. It will get better. It will get better one day at a time. Yes, it's rough. I get it. I'm telling you, I understand. But understand this. God is right there with you. He's not aggressive. He's not going to force himself on you. I say this all the time. He's with open arms. But are you going to go to him? Are you going to go to the world? The choice is yours. He gives you opportunity to make a choice. Choose wisely now. Because, again, time is winding down. You don't have that much time to get it right with God. See, we call all the countries out because they can't openly praise and worship God like we can here in the United States. Some get killed for that. Some will get beaten for that. Do you understand how serious this is? If you don't, let me enlighten you. Let me tell you how serious it is. God is not calling just the old people home anymore. It's young people dying as well. Babies, 2 and 3 months old. It's time for you to surrender to God, woman of God, man of God. It's time for you to put your arms up and say, here I am, Lord. I tried it my way, and it didn't work. I tried it my way, and I'm still wavering in mess. I tried it my way, nothing has changed. I'm tired of living like this. I need you in my life. And you'll hear him knocking. But will you open the door and say, come on, Father. I need you. It's just, that's it. It's just that simple. You don't have to speak in tongues, know all 66 books of the Bible, can quote scriptures off the top of your head. You don't have to do none of that. Just to come with him a sincere heart. Spend that one-on-one time with him. If you don't do nothing but 2 scriptures a day, start somewhere. Everybody have a phone, download the app, and let the Bible play on your phone and listen to it or read it. Let it soak in. You're like a sponge when you're connected to water. You're like a sponge. You're the sponge and Jesus is the water. Soak it in. Because once you fall in love with him, fall in love with yourself, and he's seen you somebody that he chose for you. Now we've been picked. Hey, I can talk about Kashima. So you can stay saved with your mask on. Until I surrender to God, then that's when he's put me back where I was supposed to be. It's my third marriage. Okay, I ain't ashamed. And yeah, was third and last. I was looking the first two times. This time, God said, that's the one. And he sent him to me. I never go to him. Apostle went to, see, let me tell you something. Tell you a little secret. Apostle Douglas went to our bishop at the time and asked could he court me. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm grown. How you going to go? But I get it. The respect he had for God and for me, he did everything in order. He went to my bishop. He went to my children, even though all four of my children are grown. He went to my children, asked that, could he marry me? He went to my father. He went to my mother. That's of God. You want a man of God to be covering you. A true man of God. Now, don't get it twisted, because some are not saved. They just have that mask on, will have you thinking they're saved. But, oh, you definitely ask God for discernment. Trust me, you need to in this season. I didn't understand it at first. And I can just, again, I can just talk about Kashima. But I respected my husband for doing that. He was honoring me doing the things he was supposed to as a man, as well as a man of God. Two different men. A man and a man of God is not the same. A true man of God is going to cover you. A true woman of God is going to cover you. Care about y'all getting into it? She's still or he's still going to pray for you. Stop being so eager to get married when you don't know if that's the right person for you. Stop getting eager to be connected to people. If you don't know, those are not the ones you need to be connected to. They might not be. People have masks on all the time. All the time. You have to be mindful. Look with your spiritual eyes and not your eyes. Remove your eyes and use your spiritual eyes. And I'm telling you, it'd be just like you wipe the window with Windex, you'll see clear. And you were like, dang, I didn't see that at first. But God was showing you what you wasn't trying to see. Remember, warning comes before destruction. God warns us before destruction happens. Sometimes we don't want to believe it. Sometimes we think, oh, we can help change them. And sometimes you can. And sometimes you cannot. But let me tell you, take your hands off of it and let God do it. Because God, like, if you don't trust me to do it, you do it. He'll take his hands off, then what? Then you stuck like Chuck. It's a big mess. But if you give it to him and let it go and don't go back and pick it up, he will take care of it. He will help you understand how to do it. Again, I'm a living witness. My grandmother told me growing up I was going to be a pastor. I told her, no, ma'am. No, that's not of God. That's not me. No, not Kashima. Oh no. Mm-mm. I don't see that in my future. But she had already seen and prayed for me. So she knew what I was going to be, what I was called to be. And that's a phenomenal woman of God, because she was a phenomenal woman of God. I am who I am today because of Cora Thomas. Not because of Kashima, because Miss Cora Thomas stayed on her face for Kashima. All the chaos I was causing, all the drama I was causing, all the unnecessary pain I was calling my family for acting a fool. Link up with somebody that's going to pray for you, not pray on you. I say that all the time. It's a big difference, people of God. Somebody's P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. It's a big difference than P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. They jealous of you, yeah. They mad, uh-huh. They see the anointing on your life, yeah. Yeah, they do. They don't want to fully tell you, and some will tell you, woman of God, you are powerful. Hold your head up and stick your chest out and walk. Just walk. And then you got some that's in foolish pride that's jealous of you as well. Oh, sis, don't worry about it. It'll be all right. You don't worry about it. Gary, let's do something. She wasn't no good anyway. Instead of going and praying and interceding for you, see, I need to continue to be connected. some women of God. I have a few. Now, it's not many. I have my hand open. It's not many that I can call and say I need prayer, and they don't question me about what, why, and who. Get you a group of friends like that. Remember, your circle's small. Remember, Judas sat at the table with Jesus. I said it again. Judas sat at the table with Jesus. Who's sitting at your table? Family, friend, who's sitting at your table? Do a self-check. God, show me who's really for me that you sent in my life. See, I'm wasting enough of all on unnecessary people, and I'm not doing it in this season. And I'm telling you, don't you do it neither. Don't belittle yourself because someone don't want you to stand up in who you are. No. Stand up to what God called you to be and be who he called you to be. Don't let them try to change you. God is the only one who can change you. Don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what they think. Worry about what God says, what he thinks. I'm telling you, you'll understand it better. So what they talking about you? They talk about Jesus Christ, but he still hung in blood and died for you and I. If they don't tell you nothing, I don't know what else to say. Yeah, you having a bad day? Okay. We all have bad days. Nobody's untouchable. A title is just another word. They get touched sometimes. They go through. Yeah, they do. But it's not the time when you're going through to fold. It's not the time that you're when you're going through to just give up. No, don't give up. Stand up. Hold your head up. Pick your Bible up and fall into that word. I'm going to tell you something that Apostle and I did. We literally got the Bible, opened it up, and stood on it. Yeah, I said that. We opened the Bible up and stood on it. Because we need to let the devil know that we are fully, listen to me well, fully standing on the word of God. Literally, we stood on the Bible. Because that's all we know how to do. We have to trust him and lean out onto our own understanding and always acknowledge him and follow him. We have to. We can't worry about what people think about us. Because our goal is to be in heaven and see our family. Our goal is to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's our goal. If you need help getting to that position where you don't know what to do, how to do, and when to do it. If you need help understanding your walk. If you need help just being fed on a daily basis. If you need help understanding who you are in Christ. Or if you just need somebody to pray for you. Or if you just need somebody to listen to you and give you wise counsel. You might be getting counsel, but has it been wise? It's a difference. Be mindful of what you hear. The first thing you need to do when you open your eyes is say, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day in the land of the living. That's first. The second thing you need to put your helmet of salvation on because now the enemy is what mad because the first thing you said was, thank you, Lord. Pay attention. Now he's mad. So you immediately put your helmet of salvation on because he's going to come for your mind first, woman, man of God. Remember, he's crafty. He already sees into your future. He already knows what you can do. He already knows your destiny. He already knows who you are. You don't know who you are, but I'm telling you, it's time for you to know who you are. It's time for you to break these curses that have been in your family for generation after generation after generation. As for Kashima, remember, I can only talk Kashima, so you can say saved and keep your mask on. I'm saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. I can talk about me. I don't care what you're doing, but I can talk about me. I'm a generation breaker curse in my family. I'm the first woman pastor. I'm the first author. I'm the first business owner. This is not a game for me because we have children and grandchildren, and then we have their seed and their seed and their seed that we're leaving a legacy for. Then we want them to understand you can walk in this and with your head held high. You can stand in this with your head held high, excuse me. You can fully surrender to God. You can fully read your word on a daily basis and talk to him, just you and him. You can preach and walk the same thing and don't be ashamed. God is not concerned about what you did last night, nor this morning. Surrender. He's a forgiving God. He already forgave you. Forgive yourself. Okay, I get it. You've been hurt. I'm going to go back to this. Okay, Lord. They misused you. You was molested. You was raped. You went through domestic violence. I did too. But I'm still here. I'm still here to tell you that you can get through. I'm still here to tell you that it's something better for you. I'm here to tell you to wipe your tears, hold your head up. You got this. Woman of God, let me adjust your crown. You got this. It's okay. Come here, let me help you wipe your tears. Come here, let me give you a hug, sis. Come here, let me let you know you're not by yourself anymore. The enemy wants you to think that you're alone. No, you're not. If you don't feel you can call nobody else, you can call me. Because what we discuss is me, you, and God. That's all we need to know, unless you say something else. Remember, they're talking about Mary to you. They're talking about you to Mary. I'm just using an example. Trust and believe that. Check your circle. Check who's around you. Pay attention to that, woman of God. It is necessary in this season for you to see who you're connected with. Remember, one rotten apple can spoil the whole bunch. Little by little, piece by piece, that rotten apple is getting to you. And like I say, if you don't have a Bible, get you one. Or download it on the phone, and you can listen to it that way. It's just that simple. But you must, I'm telling you, spend that time with God to change your life. It will help you. Think about Ruth. Ruth was an idol worshiper. Well, she was right there on Naomi's hip. And she converted into worshiping God. Think about it. Going from worshiping idols to worshiping God, following your mother-in-law and not leaving her side, and how blessed she was at the end, not just being obedient, but being humble. Who got mother-in-laws just like that, that know the Lord and live by the Lord and telling you to go on about your life, babe? You don't owe me nothing. You don't owe me an obligation to stay here with me. My son's gone. My husband is gone. I'm here by myself. Just let me deal with it, and I'll be okay. Do you have a friend like Naomi? Do you have a friend like that to tell you it's okay? Let me show you who truly loves you. One of my favorite women of the Bibles is Mary, and I'm explaining why. Think about it. She was a virgin, never been touched, wasn't dating, but an angel Gabriel came and told her, you're going to give birth to Jesus. Now, wait a minute, now you got to remember, she wasn't married, she never been touched, and she was a virgin. How she going to give birth? And she'll have a man, she'll have a boo day, she'll have a husband. She didn't say no. She was like, wait a minute, how? I don't have no husband. I'm not with anybody, but she didn't say no. Are you ready to be in that position when God said, I have something for you? I need you to deliver this word. I need you to be my ambassador for Christ. I need you to let the people know that I'm here. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. You know how the song goes. Are you truly ready? Okay, you don't think you're equipped to do it? Everybody's not equipped to be no pastor, no minister. No, everybody's not. But you can still tell somebody about God. You can still tell somebody that he died and 3 days later he rose. You still have time. You still can. You don't have to preach in a pulpit to tell somebody about the Lord. You don't have to preach in a pulpit to pray for somebody. Not at all. But you can still tell them about your dad. You can still tell them about who God is. You still have the opportunity to tell him, I'm right here. God ain't left you. He haven't went anywhere. He got you. 10 toes down, he got you. Do you fully understand that? If you don't, I'm here to tell you. Commit. Surrender. Psalm 37 says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust him and he will do this. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him. He will do this. He will take care of you. The wicked will come against you. They will try. But I'm telling you to continue to hold on. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. God loves you. You're not alone. Keep pushing through. Hold on to God's loving hand. And I'm telling you, we'll get better. Give you 3 keys. First, get your Bible. Right, it's King James and NIV. I read from NIV. Apostle Ruff reads from King James. 2, find your church home. Where you go in physically, please be careful. Please sanitize your hands still. COVID is still real. Now, they have other stuff that's out. You're welcome to join the Abba House at 5709 Eastland every Sunday at 3 p.m. You're definitely welcome to come and worship and fellowship with us. Excuse me. 3, make sure the man and woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they're living the word. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. This is very critical that you're up under a man or woman of God that is walking and preaching the same thing. It has to be the same. It cannot be different. Again, 1, get your Bible. 2, find your church home. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. Remember, we still have blessed all of you needed. You can text us at 832-519-7646. If you're in the Houston area, we can meet you and give it to you. If not, we can definitely mail it to you. Core gift and gift is still available. The body scrub is phenomenal. You can also text us at 832-519-7646. The small one is, I think, 5. The next one is 8. You just have to text. I don't know right offhand. But text and get it. The body scrub will have your body feeling amazing. Leave your skin soft, and it's all natural with scent in it as well. Remember, the oil is not miracle water, miracle soap on a rope. It's your faith that anoints and highlights the oil. It's prayed for. It's covered. And if you need it, we got it. Remember, people of God, it might look bad right now, but trouble don't last always. God is always right there with you. Hold on to him. Surrender to him and just say, Lord, here I am. I need you. And I guarantee you, he will be there to take care of you. Keep pushing through. And remember, we are here to intercede, pray, push, and guide you the way you need to go. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Tune in. I'm a player, Terrell Jake. And talk to you soon.
Pastor, author. author and wife to her wonderful husband, Brandon Coleman, as well as mother to her beautiful daughter, Amari, and energetic son, Jason, a.k.a. Tuga. As eldest daughter to world-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes, Pastor Cora oversees and directs the Destiny World Children's Ministry at the Potter's House of Dallas, in addition to her Cora Jakes Coleman ministry efforts. Facing It is her first book. Pastor Cora posts weekly messages and speaks out about her battle with faith and infertility in hopes of building a global support group for people who are fighting for not just a baby, but their ultimate promise that the Lord has spoken over them. She defines fertility as the ability to produce and encourages people of all walks of life to produce their talents and their purpose by fighting with faith. She received her ministerial licenses from the Potter's House School of Ministry and encourages people worldwide through her blog, books, and speaking platforms. She has a heart for all people who are trying to get and reach their promise and encourages them to fight for their dreams no matter what obstacles they face.
Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, we got a preacher in the house tonight. Pastor Cora Jakes Coleman, we love you.
Come on and lift your voice for Jesus. Come on and lift up the name of Jesus in this place. I know it's Wednesday, but give God your very best. Chain breaking, body delivering, yoke destroying praise. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Till demons tremble. Lift them up until life becomes to happen. Lift them up. Lift him up! Lift him up! Yeah, 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 yeah! Yes, he's good! He's good! He's good! Didn't have to wake you up this morning! Didn't have to put clothes on your back! Didn't have to give you vision! Didn't have to give you hearing! He's a great, 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 great God! Hey! Suraba Sheke! Tatarababoshe! Ah, my. It's Wednesday, but I feel like I'm going to preach tonight. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be all of the glory. I give you greetings from Dallas. Thank you so much to the First Lady and the pastor of this house, Pastor and Lady Sarah Jakes Roberts and Torre Roberts. It is my honor to be here. I give honor to my mother and father, for without them I would not be here. I give honor to my husband, who is holding the fort down and watching our heathens at home. I just want to jump in, if that's okay. Grab your neighbor's hand. Let's pray. No, grab your Bibles. We'll pray after the text. Go to Ezekiel 37, 3 through 7. Ezekiel 37, 3 through 7. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, which is not a norm, but for the sake of a word they use, I'm going to use that tonight. When you have it, say amen. If you don't, say hold up. Okay, I'm holding. Ezekiel 37, 3 through 7. Then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? O sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. If you give me a moment, I would like to speak to you on the subject topic, call the bones out. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh in this place. Release a resurrecting power in this building, from the front door to the back door to the side doors. Leave no space untouched. God, have your way. Blow a fresh wind, a breath in this place that causes dead things to come back to life again. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Form us, renew us, cover us, bring us out of our dry place, oh God. Would you just rain? Supernatural glory rain. Supernatural power rain. Prophetic anointing rain. Release, oh God. Release, oh God. Revival. Release revival in this place, oh God. From this moment and all the moments that preceded, God, have your way in the very cores of these people. I'm looking at bones, God. I'm looking at bones, Lord God. I'm looking at bones, Lord God. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Hear ye the word of the Lord. I speak life. I speak life in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your suicidal head to the soles of your feet, I speak life, and every attempt shall fail in the name of Jesus. Lord, break free in this place. Destroy every yoke. Pull down every strong man, every stronghold. We bind and destroy you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare anointing flow like never before. Restore, reform, revive in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a new thing, a new thing. A new thing in every seat, empty and full. A new thing in the name of Jesus. It is so, and so it is. Amen. Have a seat. When I was asked to come down here, I asked myself, what was I going to talk about? I do know that you all are starting a revival, and I wanted to make sure that I came into alignment with what the breaking of this thing needs to be. And incidentally, the Lord said, I want you to teach on Ezekiel. Many different texts came to mind, but dry bones seems to be fitting for such a time as this for this church. Stay with me. I want you to understand that oftentimes we may go through things in life where we have to encounter a dry season, but that does not mean God is not moving in the season. And so I did not bring up Ezekiel just because he was able to do something with the dry bones, but I brought up Ezekiel so that you could understand that God was yet moving in a dry place. Sometimes we can be in a barren situation and feel like God is not moving in that place. And so the Bible says that Ezekiel suddenly was taken a hold of. New Living Translation says the Spirit of God took hold of Ezekiel. Now, when we understand what take hold means, it means to affect change. And oftentimes, Ezekiel was taken a hold of. Throughout the entire chapter, we understand that Ezekiel has a very personal, intimate relationship with God that allows him not to be restricted. And sometimes when we are not open to experiencing and encountering situations in our life, we restrict God being able to take a hold of us. And so there's a resurrecting power that Ezekiel taps into when he allows God to do three specific things. And I want to talk to you about these three specific things. The first thing is encounter the bones. He brought him to a place. And the first thing he does is not, oh my God, what are we doing here? How did we get here? Oh my gosh, what's going on? He encounters it. He experiences what is happening. He's looking at where he's at. Consider where you are. Consider what's going on around you before you move, before you speak. Before you use the gift that God has given you, consider where you are. Consider what is happening in the atmosphere. And this is what Ezekiel is doing. And as he is encountering what's going on, the Holy Spirit asks him a question that indeed he already knew the answer to. But sometimes God asks you a question to see if you have enough faith in yourself to believe that you can do what is about to be asked of you. He did not ask Ezekiel because he did not already know that Ezekiel would have the power to resurrect the bones, but he asked him to see where Ezekiel was at. Consider where you're at. Sometimes we feel like I'm not old enough. I'm not strong enough. I don't know enough. I'm too old. I'm too big. I'm too small. They won't talk to me. They won't listen to me. I know I'm supposed to prophesy, but how do I prophesy? I know I'm called to the ministry, but how do I get called to the ministry? And the Holy Spirit begins to ask Ezekiel, basically, do you believe in what I have placed inside of you? Can these dry things that you see, can they live? Can that book deal live? Can that business live? Can that marriage live? Can that relationship live? Can that job live? Can you live? These are dry things. Can that promise that you forgot about live? We've buried things in our valley. And so God allows him to encounter something that he would have never encountered had he not first encountered the Spirit of God. It is important that as you walk through life, you never miss an opportunity to experience an encounter with God. There is a power in your encounter with God. And watch this, more often than not, your encounters with God are not happy places. They're not comfortable places. They're not beautiful places. They don't have rivers of living water flowing around them. Sometimes you will encounter God in the wilderness. Sometimes you will encounter God in a dark place, in a valley, in a barren place. Sometimes you will encounter God in the darkest moment of your life. You will encounter him in poverty. You will encounter him in the hospital. You will encounter him with the diagnosis of cancer. You will encounter him when they tell you you only have a few months to live. These are the dry bones. Encounters with God. And Ezekiel stood and he said what came to him, what he knew to be true, only you know the answer. Do you know who holds your answer? Because sometimes we feel like man holds our answer. And that's what keeps us from moving forward. We're waiting on a man to validate us, waiting on a man to tell us to go, waiting on a man to tell us we're good enough, waiting on a man to tell us we're pretty enough, waiting on a man to tell us that we didn't need our fathers, waiting on a man to validate our go. He knew who had the answer. Consider who took you to the valley, where you've been broken, where you are suffering, where you are tired, where you are weary. Consider, who took me here? Did I take me here? Oh my. Because some of us are not in valleys that God took us to. Some of us are in valleys that we created with our negative mindset and our negative curse words that we speak over ourselves, with our negative ideas, with our disobedience. Not all of you, just maybe two of you are disobedient when God tells you to do something, and when you don't do it, you find yourself in a valley. Who got you here? Who took you here? Where? How did you get to this broken self? And so he encounters him. The next thing he does is examine. He examines the bones. He looks at them. He begins to say they're dry. These bones that I'm encountering, they're dry bones. There's piles of them all over the place. I guess we could say Ezekiel was low-key a paleontologist. He began to examine the atmosphere, and he says, you know, these are dry, God. I'm not sure. Well, what should we do in this place? And when we look at examine, it means to inspect in detail, to determine their nature or condition. Why is this important? Some bones don't need examination. They need to be destroyed. You need to understand the nature of the bones that you are encountering. You need to understand, are they dry? Could they live? Could they move? Could they have a being? Is this something I need to throw away? Is this something I need to push to the side? Is this something I need to give up? What could these, if I examine and I look closely at my life and I look closely at where I've come from and I look closely at everything that was supposed to break me, what detail do I find when I look at my bones? Are you a dry bone? Looking, examining yourself will let you know, am I just a skeleton? Am I just here, but not really here? Have I put too much weight on other people to put life in me, and I didn't put any weight in God to breathe life into me? Have I been waiting and expecting somebody to help me, like the lame man laying in his bones? Have I been waiting and people been stepping over me and they've been overlooking me and everybody's getting their healing, but I'm still dry, bitter, angry, confused, isolated, depressed. I'm still a dry bone. He examines the bones. He tells him they're dry. He inspects them. And what's important is you can tell here that God doesn't need a lot to do something great. He just needed a structure of a thing. He just needed a few bones, and all he needed was somebody to believe in the word of the Lord. He's talking to bones. He tells him to talk to bones, y'all. Bones can't hear. Bones can't hear. He tells him to speak to the bones, and he tells him to tell them to hear the word of the Lord. Bones cannot hear, though. So how are we doing that, Lord? But he doesn't question him. He doesn't say, well, they're bones, Holy Spirit. How they going to hear the word of the Lord? They're bones. Maybe after you make them human, they'll be able to hear. No, God has placed an ability to hear in the depths of your spirit, beyond what your skull can hold, beyond your bones. There is a spirit that is inside of you that needs to hear the word of the Lord. You're not going to be able to cause things inside of you that are dead to resurrect without the spirit of God. And most of the time, resurrection came because of the Spirit of God. And that's why I opened with saying, Spirit of the living God, release an anointing of resurrection in this place, because the Spirit of God will cause that dead thing in you to have life again. The Spirit of God will look at your condition and say, I just need a little bit. I just need a little bit. If you could just believe that I'm strong enough, I'm big enough, I'm great enough, I'm powerful enough, I just need a little bit. Examine the bones. There's life here. I didn't bring you to this valley to die. I didn't bring you through this pain to die. I didn't bring you through this hurt to kill you. I didn't bring you through this sorrow to take you. I brought you here because there's life in the valley of the dry bones. He examines the bones and he listens to God and he speaks to the bones, and a rattling begins to happen. A sound. There's a sound that begins to happen in the valley. The bones begin to respond to the voice of the Lord. This is how we know it's the Spirit that can hear, because they begin to respond to the voice of the Lord, and he begins to prophesy. This is what's about to take place. I'm about to move you from this dry place, and I'm going to raise you up, and you're going to be covered. You weren't covered before. You were not covered before. But God says, I'm about to cover you. I'm about to take you from what was dead and bring life into your situation. And that's only making one person, maybe three in here, happy. But that's because you've been dead so long. You don't know what it's like when God says, I'm about to breathe the breath of life into your situation. If you didn't come here in a dying place, you're not leaping right now. But if you came here looking for God to blow a breath of life into your situation, he says, I'm coming that you might have life, and that more abundantly. You've been laying in this valley too long. You've been complaining in this valley too long. You've been wondering about why they left and who's coming next and what are we supposed to do. You've been worrying about everybody's assignment but yours. You've been worrying about everybody else's book but yours. You've been worried about everybody else's website and social media but yours.